I knew that moment that there's something about to happen. I knew it, but I would have never imagined what happened was going to happen.
Chip on my shoulder.
Yeah.
I got something to prove.
A different energy, right?
So 2018, you put an offer in for the South Carolina Highway Patrol. Yeah, me and you graduated together from patrol school.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Yep. Yep.
Yes, so was it the lack of activity going on in Allendale, or the stagnantism in Allendale led you, you want more of a challenge?
More of a challenge.
To go to Highway Patrol, is that why you went?
Yep, that was one of the reasons. And again, the other reason, there were several reasons. Man, I always wanted to wear that smoking bear hat. My brother talked me out of joining the Marines. He was a Marine, and he had some negative vibes with the Marines and talked me out of it. That's another reason I ended up going to the Navy.
You made a good decision, man. Y'all made more money in the Navy, right?
well, it all depends. The difference is you could probably rank faster in the Navy, okay, because it's based on your knowledge, you know? Yeah, man. But I always wanted to wear that smoking bear hat from way back as a kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, man, I'm going to tell you, I could roll the tape back to where, before they even put state trooper on the front of the car, they had highway patrol up there. And this goes back to, I want to think the 80s, man. And I was a youngster coming through high school. And I said, man, when they changed that label and put state trooper, man, it's like it had a turning going on the end. I said, man, that's what I want
to do. It does something to you. I ain't going to lie. It does when you, no disrespect to any law enforcement, we love you all, man. I done been on both sides, city and you know, everything. But when you see the city and the sheriff, you look, okay, cool. But when you see that highway patrol, you be like,
whoa,
you tighten up.
I'm a trooper and do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah, exactly, listen. Exactly, man, exactly.
So, man, exactly. I've done both with the city, county, but these guys are with us all the time. They're at the high school games. Yeah. They're, you know, in the community. So you see them and you get adjusted to these guys. You know that. But every now and then you'll see that trooper come through town, man. And it's like, man, there was something special about seeing these guys in town, you know. Working the collision, who do you call? Man, so I said, you know what, man? I have to wait for these guys? Let me just join up with these guys and see if I could get a job with the
and
highway
it makes
patrol,
you feel good.
Man.
It makes you feel good when you see the older community, when they see you out there, they just pull you aside and say, young man, I'm so proud of you.
That's a fact.
It makes you feel good, man.
That's a fact, man. Yeah. We get it often, you know, especially when you're in community. Yeah. So, again, it's a great career. Yeah. It's a great career. 2018, man, that was a great change for me.
I agree.
I knew it was challenging. I could think back to the many mornings getting up and having to run those 3 miles, man, I'll tell you right now. If I knew the benefit then, you know, I'd have kept pushing, man. But it prepares you for what you may face.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd have to get out and chase people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm thinking, man, I'm too old for this.
Man, I'm too annoying with foot chases, man.
that's what's up, man.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to get to it, right? All right. Let's discuss April 16th, 2023, okay? He's conducting a routine traffic stop in Bamberg County on U.S. 78 near the city of Denmark. Whatever you can tell me what happened and what was going through your head.
See, okay, so it's a great, the timing is great for this, man, because back a couple months ago, I don't think I could sit down and talk about it, but the timing is just right. On that morning, man, we were working. Matter of fact, the 15th was Saturday night, so it's Corporal and myself worked alone. Within that post. And we were at the office after, you know, a few checkpoints, we decided to go to the office, you know, and we had evidence to turn in, paperwork to get done. You know, it's coming up on Sunday morning, so we need to get the stuff knocked out, go home, get rested for the next night. So we split up about, I'd like to say 3:15. He went his way, and I decided, man, let me get me a cup of coffee. And something about that Circle K coffee. So I wanted a cup of coffee before, because, you know, we about to get off at 6 o'clock. So I proceeded to go 78 westbound, and the corporal went south on 301. But in my 10 miles into my, you know, westbound drive to get coffee, I encountered a vehicle eastbound at about 77 miles per hour. And, you know, 77 and a 55, I'm thinking, this guy, I don't know where he's at, because this is a rural area, and the reindeer own the road.
You're in line, man, especially that area, bro.
All we do is patrol it, but they own the highway. I mean, they could cross anywhere they want to cross, you know what I mean? So I'm thinking, this guy can't be from here, because the local residents know better. We don't have to patrol at night. They'll take care of that. So, you know, you can always think, should I let him ride or should I check him? So this particular night, I decided I need to check this guy, because he's subject to get himself hurt. Most of the times you come up on a collision with the deer involved, somebody's swerved off the road in the woods, and I said, this is one opportunity that may have curved this guy from getting hurt. So I turned around on him, and I could tell you, he obviously knew I was a trooper, because the moment I pulled to, you know, how we hit the shoulder and make our turnaround, I could smell the fumes from the exhaust. I said, I'm about to be in a chase, first thing I thought. And I said, nah, I'm definitely not going to be doing this time of morning, so if he don't get stopped before I get to Denmark, I'm going to let him roll. So I started picking up speed to catch up to him, and normally I blue light him when I could get close
to him,
enough to get that license plate, because he decided he don't want to stop. I already got it called in. So as I approached, man, he sped up. So here I am, I'm speeding up to catch up to him. And when I got close enough to see his license plate, I blue lighted him. And I was looking for this guy to blow. It was abruptly, boom, slow down and hit the curb. And I had to jam. So listen, that gut instinct is real. I knew that moment that there's something about to happen. I knew it, but I would have never imagined what happened was going to happen.
This episode is sponsored by MK Rentals, where we got you covered. Get all your rental needs. You can contact Kevin or Marsha Evans at 803-410-4812 or 803-543-8879. They're located at 1490 Greeleyville Highway, Manning, South Carolina. Again, 1490 Greeleyville Highway, Manning, South Carolina. MW Graphics, where we specialize in clean and professional designs for your business, organization, or personal needs. You can contact the owner of MX Graphics, Mark Winley, on Facebook at Mark Winley. MX Graphics. If you're interested in being a sponsor, contact myself, Ernest Miller, at 803-565-9752. That's 803-565-9752. Or you can hit me up on my email at eaenestmiller83@gmail.com. Again, that's eaenestmiller83@gmail.com. You can also make contact with my producer, Victor Wesley of Vic West Production. His telephone number is 803-225-0021. That's 803-225-0021. Also, his email address is vicwestp@gmail.com. That's vicwestp@gmail.com.
So when I got hit, yeah, I went back still conscious, but scared. So then fear sits in, because I'm thinking, now, man, I've let my family down. You know, I'm in the line of duty, but I'm thinking, man, I done let my wife down, you know. The last thing I want to do is die and leave my wife and children, man, you know? But this fear set in on me, man, and I think that was the worst moment of that night, when that fear set in, when I leaned over and saw that blood pouring from my neck. See, it came in my face, the shot here, and out my neck, and blood was pouring. I was like, oh, man, I'm going to die. But, man, I tell you right now, I had a greater. I know that in me was a greater one than what I was, you know. The fear had set in, but man, the Spirit of God had came to my rescue. Man, I went into prayer right then.
So during that time, you was going, that's what on my next question, yeah. What was going through your head during this time? So you was in prayer, just in fear,
yes.
Fear, but also in prayer.
Fear set in first. Mm-hmm. But I realized, man, come on, man, nothing is greater than God. Nothing is greater than God. And I knew that my only hope was in him. At this time, I mean, I don't know where I'm hit. Man, I didn't feel nothing. Not as though I was paralyzed, but I just didn't feel it. I didn't feel, you know, like I said, adrenaline. But the blood that I was losing, I was like, man, I'm in trouble, you know. You know, it don't take long to bleed out.
But he was able to call out that you got hit, right?
So get this. So after being scared, I realized, I said, man, let me get some help coming this way. Because the deputy, again, when this guy finally got his car in drive, so when he shot, you could hear him pressing the pedal like it was in, but he is in neutral or park. And finally, when he got it in gear, he shot out the window again, pow. But he shot toward the ground. But I could see it, you know, exit the muzzle, pow. And he takes off, and the deputy started shooting. Even then, at that time, I was able to call, you know, no, I shot twice, pow, pow. Then I called dispatch. Trooper down, you know, and I said, you know, dispatch, I've been shot. G-55, I've been shot. G-44 at the time. But I said, I've been shot. But right then, I think I was still in the highway. So, you know, with all these blue lights going, now what comes to mind? I'm already shot. Well, I get hit in the highway.
Yeah.
So now I got to get out of this
road. Get out of
the road,
yeah.
Man, this night, man, I don't wish this on nobody. You know, I wouldn't even want to relive this, man. But I could tell you one thing about this night, man. I when I went to praying, I kind of got quiet all of a sudden and just kind of laid back. And that deputy was like, Frazier, you okay?
It's understandable.
Yeah, and I'm
it's
like,
it's understandable,
man, look,
yeah.
This guy, look, I knew if we would swap places, man, I would be probably in worse shape than he is. Or I would have been worse shape than the guy that got shot because, man, to see this happen to any of my coworkers, to see it happen to anybody, and I'm that close, I'm talking about, man, it's close, you know? So this guy could have just went off shooting and hit both of us, man. But I know God was there, man. He was there with both of us that night and with that guy that did the shooting. But the fear that set in on me, man, I tell you, I've been on the Navy, in the waters, man, on the ocean, and saw two ships collide, man, right there. Before. Look, fear never set in like that particular night, man. Because I never thought I would ever get shot in the line of duty. You know, I tell you, I had a supervisor that used to tell me that. He would say, Frazier, man, if you don't be careful, man, I'm going to have to go to tell your wife, man, that you done been shot. He would be serious, but joking. Because I was always friendly, man. Yeah. When I stop a car, I talk to the people.
That's how you want to be. You want somebody to treat you want to treat someone like you want someone to treat your loved one. Yeah, they being pulled over.
Yes.
At least that's how I go about it.
And the thing about it, I want you to be comfortable now that I'm here.
Yeah,
I don't,
exactly.
I don't want you, because I'm the police. Don't get uptight.
Because what we said earlier, when we see highway patrol, we used to do what?
You gonna get straight.
So
right?
You already tense
straight.
Already. So you want to try to make
relax
people comfortable,
them, man.
Even though
absolutely.
They know they messed up.
Yeah.
They're going to get a ticket, but you still want to try to make them comfortable.
Yeah, I want you to know it's not that bad, man. You know, you may get out of here with a warning today, but that's the thing. He would say that, but I never thought nothing of it. We'll laugh it off. But it's because I was friendly and I would stand there and talk to the people. He said, man, you can't trust these people. And you know what?
Prove your point that night.
But he, yeah, but you know, when I say that around him, I don't think he feels too good with me saying it. Yeah. But it's the truth. It is what it is. I mean, and I said, I hope this is, you know, now that I'm here to talk about it, man, I hope that everybody learns from it. I've done everything that I was supposed to do, except, you know, on the very last approach. You know, man, show me your hand.
Yeah.
But that deputy there had me relaxed.
Yeah. To be continued. Make sure you check out the next episode. And also, you make sure you like, subscribe, and comment on my YouTube channel, The Mill Experience. And now we also on Spotify, Apple, and Amazon. Make sure you download. Peace. You can't tell me how to act. Said I can't be successful by sticking messages and rap. But God's with me. Who told you being intelligent is whack? So place your bets. My faith is fresh. I'm going to make it stretch. Because I sat there eye to eye with the face of death. And you ain't putting work in unless you break a sweat.